The First Books. 1. From my grandfather Verus, I learned to be gentle and patient, and to avoid anger or strong passions. From the memory and example of my father, I learned modesty and manly character. From my mother, I learned to be devoted to the gods, generous, and never to intend or commit any wrong. She taught me to live simply, to avoid excess, and not to be spoiled by wealth. From my great-grandfather, I learned to attend public lectures, to find good teachers, and not to complain about the cost of education. 2. From the man who raised me, I learned not to get carried away with the popular racing teams in the circus, or to take sides with particular gladiators. I learned to work hard, to need few things, to do tasks myself instead of relying on others, to avoid taking on too many projects, and not to believe gossip or slander easily. 3. From Diognetus, I learned not to waste time on useless things or to believe stories told by magicians, trick performers, or people who claim to cast out demons with charms. He taught me not to keep quails for sport or chase after such hobbies. He taught me not to be offended when others spoke freely and to devote myself to philosophy. Thanks to him, I first heard the lectures of Bacchius, then Tyndasis and Marcianus. I wrote dialogues as a young man and liked the simple couch, skins, and lifestyle used by philosophers. 4. From Rusticus, I learned to recognize that my life needed improvement. He kept me from becoming a showy sophist, someone who wrote flashy works or preached virtue for applause. He helped me drop my obsession with rhetoric, fancy language, and poetic style. From him, I learned to write simple, honest letters, like the one he wrote my mother from Senusa. He taught me to forgive quickly those who had wronged me when they were willing to make peace. He taught me to read carefully, not to be satisfied with shallow understanding, and not to accept common opinions too quickly. And I thank him for giving me the notes and teachings of Epictetus, which were his own copies. 5. From Apollonius, I learned true freedom and steadiness, always to follow what is right and reasonable. In grief, illness, or pain, he remained the same calm, strong man. He showed me that a person can be both intense and gentle, firm yet patient with students. He also showed me how to accept kindness from others without feeling trapped by it, yet without being ungrateful. 6. From Sextus, I learned kindness, a gentle household, and how to live according to nature. He was serious without pretense, patient with others, and never harsh toward those who held common beliefs. He could fit into any company, being both pleasant and respected. He had a gift for organizing and explaining the principles needed for a good life. He never showed anger and achieved both stoic calmness and real compassion. He was quiet, honest, and learned without trying to impress anyone. 7. From Alexander the Grammarian, I learned not to criticize someone harshly for speaking incorrectly. Instead, I should gently use the correct word or phrasing in my reply, guiding them politely without embarrassing them. 8. From Fronto, I learned how much envy, deceit, and hypocrisy surround the life of a ruler, and how those of noble birth sometimes lack natural affection.